A65. Number 20A.
Well, we are going to approach a new subject, namely the dimensional structure of the ideas of the seven synonymous terms. What does this subject imply? I think the best way I can explain it would be really to show you a little bit about the history that lies behind this subject, and in this way we can understand better what we are doing. Let me go back to the time right before World War II, when John Dolittle could see that the science of Christian Science lies in a deep understanding and in a correct or an exact scientific understanding of what each synonymous term means. Up to that point, as you know, one just had a flair sense of what mind implies, what spirit implies, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And so Mr. Dolittle began to see that we must make a very close analysis of the textbook, a close analysis of all the references on mind in the textbook, and then on spirit, and so on. And in this way, somehow determine which ideas are characteristic for each synonymous term. And that is the study we have been doing really together in syllabus class 1. You went through the individual references in the textbook and taking out of the textbook the characteristic ideas. Then we had all those difficulties in actually in sorting out these ideas, as you know, because very often the synonymous terms are used in combination with ideas of other synonymous terms, and so that always was the greatest hindrance and difficulty for the students of Christian Science to get a clear, correct concept of the ideas characterizing each synonymous term. Then, when we were doing this analysis, we were building up a list of ideas for each synonymous term. And you have done the same. You have also built up such a list. And ever since then, the students were working with such a list of ideas characterizing each synonymous term. It was a list that perhaps ranged from 30 ideas up to 100 or 120, 50 ideas according to the synonymous term and according to how much differentiation we would, and hues and shades we would take in. It is also in this way that at that time I wrote the compendium on for the study of Christian Science, especially compendium 4 to 10 with 7 synonymous terms. And I always told you when we were considering these ideas, and especially the way I have presented these ideas in the compendium, that when I was writing the compendium, I always had a great difficulty, namely the difficulty which of these many ideas, say, when writing on mind, should I take first, which idea second, which third, or in other words, I could never see really a line of reasoning flowing through those many, many dozens of ideas. Therefore, at that time, I just used some kind of spiritual sense and was just starting with one idea. At that time, mind usually was the creator and was the biggest concept or the most common concept for mind as the creator, and then tried to bring in the next idea, which was most nearest to that concept. We know, and so we have creator and then producer, and then from producer perhaps cause, because all these terms had to do with the beginning of creation or the beginning of any creative ability. And so I used just my spiritual sense somehow to say some kind of an intra-relationship between the ideas characterizing mind, and so is spirit, and so is soul. And perhaps when you have studied those compendiums, you were perhaps aware that I did not just at random from one idea to the next, but that I always tried to show some kind of a link from one idea to the next idea, so to give at least some kind of a order or sequence or line or some kind of a chain where one link linked into the other link, so that it wasn't just an abrupt statement of one idea and then an abrupt statement of other ideas without any connection between them. But all that time I was aware that I didn't find really a scientific conclusion in regard to the ideas. As it turned out, those ideas which we presented in the compendium, or which was common in the study of the science of Christian Science, that list more or less always could stand the test of time. There are practically none, I think only one, in the whole compendium in those seven that today I would no more take in, and certainly no more at that place. So as a whole, one is still happy about the analysis as far as the categorization of ideas into the seven synonymous term is concerned. But I was never happy about the order in which I presented them. I always felt something is missing, and at first, I know way back in the 1940s, I felt perhaps we could somehow categorize the ideas of a synonymous term according to the four sides of the Holy City, according to the word sense, or the Christ sense, or Christianity sense, or science sense. But even that didn't work. After a year or so, I had to give it up. I was working also with colleagues on this project, and we just could see that it is not working. And ever since then, I was in a way unhappy. And so that whole problem, that whole question just was, so to say, on this little flame cooking on. It never really got to the point of what you call when the water is boiling, huh? Never to the boiling point, never to the exploding point. And actually only after we have put more accent on the four levels of science, that little by little the thought came in that the categories of the four may be a much more conclusive category in order to bring some kind of a order or sequence into the list of ideas. And you know that the accent shifted to the levels in the middle of 1960s, 66, 67, I began to put more stress and began to teach more closely the levels in Switzerland, and then also afterwards over here. And out of that then slowly developed the idea, or the concept, I would like to say, that these ideas could be put in the categories of the four levels. We undertook such kind of analysis at the beginning of 1970-71, and about that time, there too I have asked a little group of students to investigate it and to see if we would arrive at the same conclusions. They were very helpful, and yet we could see that it didn't quite work. And so we didn't find a solution until, I remember, I think it was in Asilomar, 1974-75, round about that time, that when I presented the class on the synonymous terms, that I could see that what was missing is that when I tried to put these ideas into the levels, that I didn't have much difficulty with the level of science, divine science, and absolute Christian science, but that somehow when I came to the last level of Christian science, it was just a mess. It didn't really seem to make sense therein. Something was missing. And there, for the first time, I began to realize, while explaining actually the synonymous term to the class, that I really should subcategorize the level of Christian science. And only when I began to see that, it was quite an easy flow to categorize also the ideas of the seven synonymous terms into subcategories of Christian science, and in this way I could see that all the ideas would find their place value. So since then, I worked on that from time to time, and then presented my findings for the first time in 1977 in England at the summer school in Ilkley, and a year later in Switzerland. And this year, Sue Bissonnette is teaching the synonymous term on the basis of this dimensional sense. So I would like to share with you, because you have missed that subject up to now, I would like to take the rest of this seminar and give you the result of this study and share it with you. I naturally cannot do it the way that Sue Business does it in her synonym class, because she has to teach the synonym and the meaning and application of the synonym and the ideas in a practical way. What we are doing together in this seminar has a slightly different purpose, because you know the ideas, you know the application of these ideas. You are an old hand at that. And so the only thing that I can do with you is perhaps a more scientific aspect, namely to reason out with you this dimensional sense that we want to consider, and reason out much more why these various ideas belong into this category and why not in the other category, so that we have perhaps a better insight into the why, whereas Sue Bissonnette naturally has to show much more what it means in practical life. Now, what is the answer that we found for this subject? As I said, it was rather easy to determine which ideas have the tonality of the science level, of divine science level, and of absolute Christian science level. And then I said, but when we come to Christian science level, we have to build in more subcategories. What kind of subcategories? The whole sense is that considering a synonymous term in a dimensional sense is so to say take in all the dimensions that we would find in an ontological analysis. That is, we would have to bring in all those main levels that are touched when being, capital B, when being, capital B, therefore of the highest level of science itself, translates itself down to the point of the opposite of being, therefore to the counterfeits of the seven synonymous terms. So that whole range is included. And you can see, therefore, that we would find actually the subcategories just by reasoning in this way, that we flow, so to say, from the highest concept of mind right down to the point of its opposite concept, right down to mortal mind. If being is one, see, and this is an important point, if being is one, and there is nothing besides that one being, then all levels of experience, all levels of consciousness must be somehow included in this analysis, so that no aspect of being, no ontological aspect is excluded. It must touch everything. It naturally would mean also something else, namely that we would find here really the oneness of being, which would dissolve the concept of duality, meaning that there is nothing opposite to the seven synonymous term, nothing opposite, there is no counterfact to the seven synonymous terms, so that what seems to be a counterfact is actually only a counterfeit, and a counterfeit is something when I take the original and don't see the original in its true light. Therefore, we must see an analysis which brings down the highest concept of each synonymous term to the point of its counterfeit as something that is included in the synonymous term and not excluded, or we would have a duality. And this is what we are going to do, and so I just quickly try to flow in the first the categories without taking any synonymous term, and just first to present the categories that present themselves in that oneness of being. All right. What is really the highest level that we can touch in being? That's the level of science. What did we say what the level of science is? We said that being is its own being. Huh? Therefore, if we consider the seven synonymous term from that standpoint, we would have first the category, what is the synonymous term as itself? So on your material that you have in front of you, perhaps you just first take the first page, which is called mind, but we are not yet going to consider the ideas of mind, but the titles that are there. The titles on the top, which are put into seven columns. Can you see? On the top you have seven columns with seven Roman letters. So these are the categories that we will find when we consider any, every synonymous term. So first we must be very clear about what each category means. And I would like you to reason that out right away with me, so that somehow you know already after 5 or 10 minutes what these 7 categories are, without having to look on your sheet, because they are very natural and we can reason them out logically. So can you see the level of science itself is always asking what is the synonymous term as itself? You see the first category. So all those ideas that characterize a synonymous term as itself would be really in this first column. Then we saw this week that divine science always gives us a realm sense. It's always that all-inclusive sense. It's that sense, that principle and idea, therefore introducing idea. The principle and idea is one, giving us a realm sense. So the second column would show what is the synonymous term as its own realm. And you can understand that very easy now after this week work, that this is divine science. Then we come to absolute Christian science, to column 3. We could see in absolute Christian science we are always concerned with the relationship of God to idea, of principle to idea. It is always that which defines what kind of relationship exists from principle to idea. So column 3 would give us those ideas that have to do with what is it in relation to its creation or to its idea. Can you recognize here in this title absolute Christian science? You can't. Yeah, you can. All right, tell me. Good. Then we come to the level of Christian science. And in order to show that here comes another level of our fundamental science category, you could see that column 1 and 2 and 3 and 2, 4 are separated here through 2 lines that go down, whereas afterwards, after 4 to the 5 to the 6 to the 7, I have only put in a single line going down, indicating what? Indicating that really category 4, 5, 6, and 7 are actually the category, the big category of Christian science, which is split up, subcategorized into 4 different subcategories. Namely, the subcategory 4, 5, 6, and 7. Yes? So that those last 4 are all concerned with Christian science. What is Christian science? Now, if you reason logically, it's very easy to see these subcategories. When we know that Christian science is the relationship of truth to error, of the facts versus counterfeits, then we would have to see here how a synonymous term, so to say, coming down from category 1, 2, and 3, from the 3 higher level, what happens when they begin to be seen in relationship to the human and the material. Wouldn't we think that that is shown here? We must find how now, with the last two parallel lines there between 3 and 4, at that point, the whole divinity now breaks in into the human and material plane of experience, and therefore has to work out something, namely to bring it down right to the point of error, of the counterfeit, in order to show that it even touches the counterfeit. That's the healing process that takes place, that truth comes to error and does something to error.